Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome to Zero Waste Imperfectly. I'm your host, Sheila, and I'm the owner of Life Essentials Refillery, a sustainable grocery store in Wesley Chapel and in Tampa, Florida. Today, I want to talk to you about sea moss. It has been a very popular item, and there's so much information out there about sea moss, and I'm still trying to cipher through it all and see what's fact, what's fiction, which source you can actually believe, and it's just overwhelming. And I know people are coming in saying, it's such a good, healthy thing to eat. I need to eat a lot of it, and then you read about what could potentially be in it and the Proposition 65 warnings that come with it. You say, I don't know. Is it really good for me or is it not good for me? So I went through. The company we buy our sea moss from is Maine Coast Sea Vegetables, and their products are labeled with a Proposition 65 warning. And that's because they do sell to the state of California. So if they were to sell their products not in the state of California, they would not need to put this label on here. But they do. And what they test for is cadmium, lead, and arsenic. And so the reason that they have to label it is because sea moss is grown in the ocean, and seaweeds in general absorb, they're very good absorbers, that's why they're so nutritionally dense, but not only do they absorb the good stuff, they absorb the bad stuff, and in the ocean you have no control over what's being absorbed. You can't tell the plant, hey, or the seaweed, please don't absorb this, but do take this. So that is a concern. And so it's funny, when you go to certain websites, I was on Dr. Axe's website, and he says that it's great, Irish sea moss is great for fertility. And then I go back to Maine Coast Sea Vegetables and said they have found levels of cadmium that, even though they're still in a safe harbor limit, that can affect fertility. So it's really hard to say, is it really healthy or is it not healthy? Should I take it or should I not take it? And then there's the big debate. Everything's labeled as Irish sea moss, but they're not all Irish sea moss. Irish sea moss comes from Ireland or the Atlantic coast, and it's grown in cooler water. So if you're getting Irish sea moss from, let's say, the Caribbean, it's not actually Irish sea moss because it wants temperatures under 70 degrees, ideally. So then you're getting a Caribbean sea moss or a St. Lucian sea moss, but they're all different. And the nutritional content, so if you're buying sea moss from a vendor that doesn't analyze their product, you don't know what you're actually getting. So that's what I love about Maine Coast. They test everything, and they do it once a year, so you know exactly what you're getting in your sea vegetables, which is really good because typically people buy something and eat it for a specific reason. And if you are assuming that maybe the St. Lucian sea moss has the same benefits as the Irish sea moss, you might be mistaken because it wasn't ever tested, so you really don't know. And another thing that I had found is there's so much information online saying don't buy pool-grown sea moss. And I spent a good hour looking. I think I'm pretty good searching the internet. I couldn't find any company that claims to grow their sea moss in a pool. I see a lot where they are growing it in shelves or racks or nets in the ocean, but they're still grown in the ocean. But I didn't find anybody that specifically grows them in the pool. And the reason I was thinking about this is because I know with seafood, you can, or any, well, fish in general, you can have farmed or wild seafood. And there's pros and cons to both. I personally thought that if you could get sea moss that's grown in a pool, which I would assume would be fairly simple to replicate the conditions of the ocean because we do it in our aquarium every day, but you could make sure you don't have the lead and the arsenic and the cadmium in it, which would be a tremendous asset. But if, when I was looking at fish that are grown in traditional methods, well, not traditional methods, I should say, that are farmed, they also have pollutants in there, and that's coming from the containers they're in and the medications they're given, but seaweed hopefully wouldn't need any medications. So maybe that risk would go away. So maybe it is better if you farm your sea moss. I don't know. But those are the things I was thinking about today, and there's so much information out there. Check out Maine Coast Sea Vegetables. It's seaveg.com. They have a lot of good facts on it. Yeah, and then really think about why you're taking sea moss and if the levels of the supplements that are in there that you're trying to, or the vitamins and minerals that you're searching for, they may actually exceed the levels of what you're taking, or based on what you're taking, you may be getting too much of what it is. So let's say they're really high in iodine. Maybe you shouldn't have as much iodine as you're actually taking from your sea moss. And maybe if you're buying your gel already pre-made, you have no clue how much iodine is actually in there because they didn't test it. So just be careful because there's so much out there and it's such a hot commodity right now. Everyone thinks they should be making it and selling it, and you really don't know what you might be getting. So take some time to investigate, do your research, and make sure you're really comfortable with the sea moss that you have and that it is what you're looking for. Well, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great day, and you can find us on all platforms at Life Essentials Refillery. Have a good one.